Deuces, if you can't twist, miss, yes, you're a deuceless. My homes roll so much weed, they need aprons. Burning my crops, I feel the gaze zone. Look at me, bitch, shit, you might need shades. Oh, you smelling my scent, oh, that might be haze. And you peeping my kicks, oh, they might be j-
All right, welcome everybody to the High Times Cannabis Cup. Radical Russ here, and I have this lovely lady who's come join me at the desk who says she's a fan, so introduce yourself to the audience.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ava Rush, and I'm from Philly, Pennsylvania.
Philadelphia in-house.
Yeah, we're here. We definitely here.
All right, and you described yourself as a comedian.
I am a comedian. I try at least to be a comedian.
At least
once a day.
So coming here from Philly, did you drive or fly?
We flew. I flew. Actually, I went up to Aspen for a little bit.
Oh.
Came on
Aspen.
Down. Yeah, I wanted to do it the right way.
There you go. The right Very way. Nice. So coming in from Philly, you know, I know East Coast is rough as far as prices, availability.
Yes.
This must be like going to Willy Wonka's candy factory for
it's
you.
More like Costco's with Willy Wonka in it. You want everything.
Yeah, no kidding. You want a little bit of everything.
You want a little bit of everything.
And they got that nice person giving out the samples too. Very nice.
They definitely do.
What's the thing that's, is there anything that surprised you about this or that you just can't believe?
You know, actually not. I came out here last year, was supposed to come out with a group of friends.
Yeah.
Didn't make it. I decided to come. So when I saw it, it just blew my mind. Almost like you saw the future. So
yeah,
when I went back, I had to grab a couple people and say, listen, I just saw the future. We got to go to it.
Yeah, and you know, I was just speaking with, my last interview was a guy from Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Almost a lot of Pennsylvania folks in the
house. Yeah, definitely.
Out there on the east side in Philly, I know Philly Normal's been hard at work trying to get things legalized.
Yes.
Have you been involved with any of that?
I am. I'm involved with Philly Normal. So far, I have been doing a lot of just fundraising, just putting money out there. I also belong with the MPP, Marijuana Policy Project, out of D.C.
You down with MPP?
Yeah. I love that one. That was really good. You got
now
me
you
on that
me.
One. Yes, now you know me. So I think it's important to get in the groundwork of it, to get the laws changed, to get lobbies moving. So that's the most important part to me, is getting on the groundwork of it. So yes, we're definitely making strides in Philly. We've had a lot of changes. I think 2016, I want to say, is our year to introduce medical to, you know, the bill is on the bill right now. So we're doing a lot of great work. We're making strides.
And I got to say, you're putting your work into this. In the marijuana movement, there's two things that we've always found to be true.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, African-American people are busted far more than I'm going to be.
Yes.
And number two, women are about 10 points behind in their support in the polls for legalization.
Yes.
So as an African-American woman, you're like, you know, five activists in one.
Yeah, I am. And you know what? It's funny. I come from a world I used, before my comedy days, I was a correctional officer and I worked in a prison. For 8 years, I worked in Philadelphia prison. Shout out to Philadelphia prison staff. I was there and I got tired of seeing the same people come in for the same laws being broken.
Over
and I didn't want to be a part of it anymore. And for me, I had to leave in order to make change. So for me, I worked at addiction and helping people to get themselves on their feet and let them know it's okay.
Yeah.
It's all right. Everything is going to be all right. You don't have to be slammed behind bars to be, it's all right. So I'm actually excited about the movement. I try to do a lot educating wise. And as an African American woman, it is difficult. It's difficult with your kids explaining all of this.
Sure.
It's very difficult, but I try to be honest. If you're honest about cannabis and what it is and where it comes from, you can make changes, as you guys are doing here.
Yeah.
You're doing it.
Fantastic. And remind me your name again.
My name is Ava. A-V-A Rush. R-U-S-H.
Ava. I should be able to remember that.
It's all right. It's a lot going on in the air.
You
can't see it out there, but it's a lot going on in the air.
I was
going
to tell you, my wife's name is Iva. Her sister's name is Eva, and her daughter's name is Ava. So
just pick one of them. Just pick one of them. You ain't got to go there. Just pick one.
We're hanging out with Ava from Philly here at the 420 radio desk, and you said you worked as a correctional officer. Was this a private or public prison?
This was actually a public prison. It's by the city of Philadelphia,
Okay. Because that's one of the terrible things about the prohibition now is these private prisons where they contract with the state and they say, you got to keep the beds 90% full.
Exactly.
So they got to round some people up.
You have to. Yeah, and then the people with the lowest on the pole get thrown in jail for the longest time. So that's the cycle. But we're making changes. And that's why it's important for people to get out there and vote, change laws, lobby people. If this is what you want, cannabis, fight for it. I tell my family all the time, if we're going to smoke it, we're going to fight for it. We're not going to just sit and hide in the black market. We're definitely not doing that. We're going to get in the forefront.
And I think one thing that's happened too is, and maybe you can confirm this for folks back east, is that once the first couple of dominoes fell with Colorado, Washington, and now Oregon and Alaska and D.C., 70%.
D.C.
That everybody else on the East Coast got to be, wait a minute.
Yes.
What's up with this?
Why everybody, everybody's eyes are open. And I can tell by just some things I post on Facebook. Sometimes you're cautious, but now I'm a lot more open about it. And you can tell the response when people respond and say, oh my God, you're going to 420? You're part of that? Yes, you have to be a part of it. This is a revolution. This is our future. This is how we're going to sustain for the rest of our lifetime.
I saw a great t-shirt once that said, if you don't like marijuana, you won't like the future.
I know that's right, because it's here, baby. The future is here. If y'all don't know it, it's here. And it's at, we're right here in it.
So, Ava from Philly, you're here in Denver for the Cup.
Yes.
Are you going to head out to the show tonight?
I am. I'm going to head out to the show. We're going to finish up here. And we've got some other things. We're riding a cannabis bus. I thought that would be funny to ride the 420 bus.
Yeah.
And just bust jokes. I felt like maybe I should have got a tipping jar because I could have made a lot of money as a comedian. That's the move to make right there.
Right on. And so you got activism going and you got comedy going on.
Yes.
If people want to catch your comedy, is there an online source or like live clubs you're at?
Yes. Well, I'm in Philly and you catch me on Instagram, Ava Rush Comedy with a K. I'm also on Facebook, Ava Rush with a K Comedy, and Pinterest. And I have a new YouTube channel called Kush Comedy. And y'all have to watch 420 at 420. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
I love it. Ava here from Philly at the High Times Cannabis Cup. We're having a good time. She's going
to
make herself some Skrilla out there.
Yeah, baby. Y'all know
doing,
how to do it,
doing the cannabis comedy. I'm loving it.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for having me.
Anybody else you want to give a shout out to?
I want to give a shout out for my family. All my family that's here from Philly. Courtney, Tisa, I brought my family out. It's her 50th birthday. Happy birthday. So we're having fun. Thank y'all.
Right. Thank Ava, thanks so much for stopping by the desk.
Thank you.
Have yourselves a good time.
All
Cannabis Cup, we're out.